From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. A federal lawsuit accuses 13 North St. Louis County municipalities of a coordinated police and court effort to target poor people, most of them Black. The nonprofit legal organization Arch City Defenders and the law firm Arnold & Porter announced the suit today. It alleges that municipalities use fines and fees as a, quote, money-making scheme. Arch City Defenders Director Thomas Harvey says the goal of the lawsuit is to end what he calls a debtor's prison system. The suit was filed yesterday on the second anniversary of the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson. Following Brown's death, the ensuing protests raised concerns about treatment of Blacks in North St. Louis County, and several municipal court reforms have been instituted in the county and statewide. Ferguson is not named in the suit. A Central Missouri prosecutor has dropped felony charges against a man accused of trying to kill a police officer, saying two officers made up reports about the 2015 incident. Saline County prosecuting attorney Donald Stouffer said in a news release that the officer's commander supported their false story. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Stouffer dropped three counts of first-degree assault Monday against Carl Roetgen. Two Marshall police officers said Roetgen pointed at one of them when they were trying to arrest him for absconding from parole. Stouffer says he has not seen any evidence to indicate Roetgen had a gun or tried to shoot one of the officers. He also said he would not file any case in which either of the two officers had a major role. Missouri Revenue Director Nia Ray is stepping down to take the same job in Oregon. Oregon Governor Kate Brown today picked Ray to lead the state's revenue department starting October 10th if she's confirmed by the Oregon Senate in September. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon appointed Ray in 2014, but he's barred from seeking re-election and will be out of office in January. Ray led the department in implementing a one-time tax amnesty program last fiscal year that allowed delinquent taxpayers to pay back taxes without penalties. Nixon appointed Missouri Department of Revenue Deputy Director John Mollenkamp to lead the agency when Ray leaves. Two Missouri police officers have been placed on paid administrative leave after a prosecutor accused them of lying about what happened when they tried to arrest a suspect for a parole violation last year. Marshall Police Sergeant Roger Gibson said today that officers Tyler Newell and Josh O'Brien will remain on leave pending an internal investigation. He says an undetermined outside police agency will also investigate. The officers claimed in their police report that the suspect, Carl Roetgen, tried to shoot one of them while they were trying to arrest him for a parole violation in a Walmart parking lot in May 2015. Saline County Prosecutor Donald Stouffer announced Monday that he was dropping the three assault charges against Roetgen because video and other evidence contradicted the officers' accounts. A state audit released today finds that court records in Missouri are not being thoroughly shielded from hackers and other unauthorized users. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has the details.
The report states that there are potential weaknesses in the information system used by the Office of State Courts Administrator, which could lead to unauthorized users tampering with data on prisoners, including sentences and release dates. Auditor Nicole Galloway says users receive system-generated passwords that cannot be changed, while those with administrative privileges can log in and see others' passwords. Recommendations include periodically reviewing users' access and making sure accounts of former employees are removed in a timely manner. In response, the Office of State Courts Administrator says the password issue is being addressed. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.